so far so good. This is slain in your name of Kabbalism. Ramela. What were they coming there? Who had to come out of cash over here? What did you ask?
The master.
Now, so you ask, why does your master make a difference? And so the beggar, if the person the time is, if the beggar is not a kabbalism at all, the person the kabbalism holds, so why does that matter? The answer is no, it does matter. Because as long as...
What did you
ask?
The master.
Now, so you ask, why does your master make a difference? And so the beggar, if the person the time is, if the beggar is not a kabbalism at all, and the person the kabbalism holds, so why does that matter? The answer is no, it does matter. Because as long as any tumor which the chazan if he goes there, be it to a smog, be it the beggar that's coming, or be it the person who's holding the beggar that's coming, whatever, if there has to be a xeris tumor on something or somebody, and they have the same kukatlula argument, that's the lumbus over here. You have the same kukatlula argument, which is not going to allow you to be making on the woman herself. Once you have a time of the beggar, a time of the person holding the beggar, then how can you turn out there that the isha is tahor? That's why I can't answer your question. The same kukatlula problem. This being the case, I have big troubles. The maisa, in the case I said about the woman who sees a little bit of dam coming out of the bathroom on a piece of tissue. It's a very serious problem. This being the case, the best advice is, the post can give is, what? What's the advice I mentioned about yesterday? Don't look. You're not looking to look. I once spoke to a rogue who had shilas to say, always shilas, with more shilas. About this issue, every time she comes, he passed in the halacha, and he made sure the husband was forced to shock, and she had to take the light bulb out of the bathroom. In the dark. The rabbi told me this. Because, it's easy to say not to look, but psychologically, but this, what do you mean don't look? What do you mean don't look? It's an instinct. You look. So he had to make sure it's turned table. I don't know, he had shades that were opaque. He sat in the dark. So to avoid the shadow. A rabbi told me this, but nice. He had to force that to just take the light bulb and take the opaque shade. Hold on a second. We'll come to that a little bit later. So, as a matter of fact, if you take a look in the Bari HaShulchan a little bit later, in Sif Lamed Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, okay, Kuf Kei Tester is the Bari HaShulchan. Aisha Shabbatka Atma Be'ed Abadagla, the Ninta all about Pilot Tipa Kachardo, Bain Ogul, Bain Mashuch, Tumeya. Okay? That's what we've been speaking about for a long time already. That Eid is different than a Kesem. So, here the Piyaz Asher, let's be my island, Allah Alamai. Take a look on page Kufay says, long piece in the Beirut. Very important to see how a Pesach McPherson analyzes the common child. The Isha Shekincha Atma Akar Atolat Meir Aglayim, the Niyo, Umotza Dam Allah, remember this happens all the time, Yesh Lahayim B'dina V'hina Yesh Lodem V'zeh V'gimel Tzedot, three shots. Al, Midin, Kesem, Tovas, Miki, Gris, V'yot, Shuto, Tadisa, B'sif, Ted, Nochanam, Yesh, Tzav, V'mikra, Shah, Kesem, Tovas, Miki, Gris, V'yot, Beit, midin kesem shenimtza al davar sheinu mekabel tuma, shu tov, tisa v'sif yud. Vachanami adiyah inu mekabel tuma l'dat harbi poskim, kumo shenimtzaf tisa v'sif kosh tum zayin. Gimel, midin kesem shenimtza al vega tavua, shu tov, tana v'sif yud. Vachanami shem yesh l'tav v'mikra shadir u tavua. You see, wow, thought so great. Ready to throw us three coolers at us right at the beginning. Well, we should stop the shiur now. Hi, Vina. But in your Natara Risho, should we time to talk with Mikigris Vio? Adav before Mr. Great Tower says God and Zion she aim the tire. The age she kincha bol samach la also moko. The also number Thomas she dark and the slat like with Andy Dusa. Kishi also the also moko. And he quoted it in some time of ballad. So can I believe that the dad shafil lo achnisa aniyah b'fnim mikomoko mekanecha samach mamish d'shom. Then the tab is that a tochus mikigris. First of all, because the Sidrei Tara was Machmir and the first child, the first agent. Why is he Machmir? Why? Why? What base? What Sabbath? No Sabbath of the Rising. No Sabbath of the Rising. Not because it's Machmir Bifnim and the Shadow of Hargosh is done. No. I'm sorry. Oh, so you could say, maybe he, one of two things. Either Zachar Meirag Laiv, which is a suffering Hargosha, or you could say that he denies the Hargosha entirely, to the Ritarla Shitasa, only old Damvalo Kesem, and here it's Vadim and Aguf, so is the Yudibo Machmir. Perhaps, this is the question. Yeah, but, I'm sorry. Maybe it wouldn't mention the big difference. Perhaps. Now, fine. Just look at the Sidrei. You have to take a look, not now, the Sidrei Tara's of Kotzman and Zion and see which of these aforementioned explanations he gives. Some one of them. Right. Well, in the Tara Shani, Mikam Shadir, Enam Kabul Tumma, Yesh Gan Kela Ayendo. Who if he matched the Kahvein of Mr. Yud, the Dibramatical Dover, which is thought? The Dibrat, the Great Tara, Shima Isha Machzek, if Ava Dover, Shain on the Kabul Tum, the other motive, all of Kasim Tmea, Mesha Dam, Dam, I need a Matame, Odom, and also. Bechol Shadam, Matame, Bishas, and Tiuso, he saved it in summon. Bokanami, Isha Machzek, Sadia, the other, in his man, Dam. Oh boy. So therefore, a bet. The whole had to make him a Kabul Tumma, therefore it goes away. Then I'm not skipping a few lines. On the Biurim Shabbachachnu with the Biurim Shabbachachnu with the Biurim Shabbachachnu with the Biurim Shabbachachnu with the like you don't throw what he suggested. So the Shaila. The Chor is the Ritara so far is right. I mean, without logic, he's certainly right, no? But the Chukha Tlula story, right? I mean, isn't he right? Okay, so therefore that takes care of that. So it's over two downs. Two downs. So now we have Charlie then. Okay. The Kerim is a Tara Shlishi Shu, Mitam Shadi and Savua. His Gam came the Ayin of Mitam and now. Shem, you don't get to Mishal Gufa. This is his own Kurmavish. Let's leave out what he quotes, what is his own Kibush. This is what he quotes. The bottom line is, literally the last line, he says, maybe it's a tumma d'oraisa. Why? Kevish of the Kanakas Atma Samach Lashmanasa, Ika Lemeimar, the Ross of the Shasta Ashtana, Vikisha Beria, the Summer do Agoshis Merak Lion, Ika Bazecha Shash Tumma d'oraisa. Who was the end of time, Itam Shanir Tavu and the Kabul Tumma, etc. Ella, he said, Shashira Snichus Bazein, all of the Kim, the Shara of the Tinsu, the Moshka Sashi Shem, I mentioned this already yesterday. How many seconds it takes, right? I have one little horror, and that is, we mentioned yesterday, that the quarter of Chavadat, another poskin, the woman sees down Sabbath, by Sabbath Merak Lion, you have to worry about the Shash Torah. So how do you define Sabbath, the how many seconds? She has to, the amount of poskin to take, reach under the pillow, get an aid and do a bidik. It takes a couple of seconds. I don't know how long it takes exactly. It's not both. I just one half over here that's like, I mean, it's crap. What is Agosh Merag Lion? If Agosh Merag Lion means when these Merag Lion is coming out the way we thought originally, we're supposed to seem to still think, and that seems to be many people say that way, then you have a problem. Because what's she going to do? She's going to have the Merag Lion going to come out. The split second when the Merag Lion finished coming out, she does a hygienic wiping with the tissue. So it might be Toshir, we call it Osteos, considered immediate. God of the Chazanish, this is the Kurtzavish. What does the Chazan say? What's that Goshen Raglan? Now it comes out. The pressure before it comes out. So it could be that by the time the time between the time that pressure is felt and the time that she does the wiping after all the Meraglan came out, that might itself be enough to be after the Shir also. Maybe. I don't know. It's a chaf that occurred to me, perhaps. We don't know what the Shir is. The Shir is bound. With the source of Shasmi. Not that the source is not by Meraglan. It's just by the Akhavir in the case of the Yudal in the studio over there. So what does it talk about, Lachem? After all this, Umach Maskolach Shashas Anal Lutov Shalom Ta'ayin Aisha Benir Akinua Shein Achayev Eslayim Bo Shalom Atokos Shatins Tavodah Volekashim Reyes Alokos Lekah Aval and Ira Sheina Bo Matzal of Dam Afilu Borilosh Lofnis Anir Bo Omek Also Mokam Alakim Kambi Bechutz Shein Lokosh Al Shatas Abagosh Tanglosh Anir Bikol Mokom Nira Sheish Lahach Mir Litav Osa. Wow! This is a chumrah nifla. He started off with three solid heterim and ends up a chumrah. Wow. Rav Moshe Feinstein Shalit does make it. Why? Rav Moshe had a meyer dika chaf. Half of a fell. And to knock off the main question about Edom HaKabal Tum. Edom HaKabal Tum was the best tactic. So, we want to say like this. With our London, what's the pshat we said before? Why must we be tired of the woman? Because it shouldn't be a chukat plug, right? It shouldn't be like a farce. After all, the thing which comes which Adam fell on, or the person who's holding that thing, is Tmeya, and she's the horror. That's the verse, right? It's a good verse. That's the verse, a beautiful stat, which should come out of the little cover. Comes Rav Moshe with the following chat. The point is, okay, I'll follow your logic 100%. I said, did you want even time of this beggar, which until this point the beggar was tar, now you want to make the beggar tame, then you have to ask for the woman as well. Right? Says Rav Moshe, that every woman is Tame anyway. Why is she Tame anyway? From Manashah. If she is, presumably, after, when this case happened, assuming this happened, we call Bimei Taharosa, which is with Teres Levayot. After she went to the mikvah, right? That's the way most likely came when the shiloh came up. So what happened? After she went to the mikvah, she has bia with her husband, and then she's hula brachas asir. So why does she become? What's the status? What? Poletashivazera is tameya. So she's tameya anyway. So what are you going to tell me? It'll be a chucha tlula. It's going to have to be mitame b'toras. Because of the din of Dama Nida, because she's holding on to the paper, but that was Dama Nitzumas Masa, therefore it has to be Mitami herself as the source for this Tumah. But Moshe answers back wrong. Nothing Mitami or Mitzumas, anything. Why? Because we're not talking about Beit, we're not talking about Beit Yishlish, we're talking about Tumah, Nukh, Tumah, Mitzumah. The Torah, Tumah, Mitzumah, she's Tumah anyway. Mitzumah what? Poletes. She never went to the mikveh after she was a Poletes. Then she's Tume anyway, Rav Moshe Feinstein. In Hilchos Tumah V'Taharah should be abstracted from Minish Lishto. It's abstract. Okay? So Hilchos Tumah V'Taharah is abstracted from Minish Lishto. She's already Tume. The Torah is Poletes. So now you want to say it will be a farce that she should be Tumeya V'Taharah Masa of Dama Nida, and yet she should be Tahara V'Taharah Nida? That would be a farce. You're right, it's a farce. But without to be done upon her, she's already Tameya. If Lu Yitzuyu, you'd have a person who was not Lu Yitzuyu, if a person who was not definitely Tameya, in the Chassum of the Tara, who was holding on to this piece of tissue, rather strange case, yeah, Lu Yitzuyu, then he said the Sidre Tara's kashrut would be right. But since the person holding on to this is almost always is the woman herself. And the woman herself, which has been made Tara, is called Halacha of Poletus, and the Tumma Tara is Rav Moshe. Memela, you don't have to be down on her at all. There's no Chulva Tlum. There's no Chulva Tlula, so therefore she can be Megal on the Kestem, on the toilet, which was made of a Kabbal Tum. Meredith. No, but she's coming for evidence, she doesn't have to. Once a woman becomes Tumei ritually in anything, she's Tumei for life, but she goes to the mikvah.
What's
day by day thing? Day by day, how long it's going, but she has to go to the mikvah. Everyone has to, every Tumei in the world has to go to the mikvah. You don't come Torah like that. This is a Moshe's chap to neutralize to the retire's chap. I mean, they're all, everyone's chapping over here. Everyone's chapping. That's a Moshe's chap to neutralize the chap of the previous akhwah. So the Maisa, this basis, Rav Moshe's Mekel Halacha in the case which the Bali HaShulchan describes, because it's considered to be a Kesem, and a Dena Makabal Tuma, and it's Tavua, and it's Kofimik Igris, and all these three Chukulas he makes. So the Bali HaShulchan says it's better not to look, and if he did look, he's more not to lahat. Yes, John? What's that? Okay, another reason he makes. Yes? We're not worrying about what we're using it.
Why do you have to get involved in it?
I want to get involved in it.
No, bring it
there that
you've got to
do. Ah, good question.
You don't have
to worry space. It's a different level of tumma, though. No? Different level of tumma. So it makes it a tumma mi'ach in ha'chud, a tumma mi'gufo, a mi'ach from ma'ach, a tumma mi'ach from ma'ach. What ma'ach do you go into it? It gets awfully complicated. Yes?
What do you notice in this collector? I know that
when Leslie gets Tashmish. Presumably, when she went to the mikvah,
she got Tashmish. Like,
she saw this between the time she went to the mikvah, right away, in that hour, when she saw that. And then it ain't a chanamah, then it's stuck. But that's very rare, yes.
Because once the mikvah is Megil, he requires all three coolers or one's enough?
I think he thinks any one of them would be good, but he talks about the case where you have all of them. I don't think he mentioned about Savua. That's an independent cool. He doesn't hold these other focus. He's discussing from the point of view of without that test. We'll stop over here, and then tomorrow we'll continue the levels of some good questions for three. This is the Tara. The Tara said that if a kesef is found and a davar she'ena mekabel tuma, the Gemara says that nachlu kesef banav, the second line. So, Mr. Retire and Afumra, he said that in one way, if you move it to another case, that not only if the beggar itself is the Kabbal Tumma, there's a summon, but even if the person is holding on to the beggar and therefore is Mekabbal Tumma's Matzah, because he's carrying something which is Tumay, it would also apply the same thing to some, even though the beggar itself is not Mekabbal Tumma. Of course, it's a tremendous ramification to Halacha L'maaseh in terms of a woman who wipes herself after going to the bathroom and she sees on a tissue. So assume the tissue is not Mekabel Tumma, which Rav Moshe does assume. We saw a big, tremendous amount of like this with a Nia as Mekabel Tumma. So Rav Moshe said, that's only by thick Nia. But the tissue, number one, it's very thin. Number two, it's disposable. It can only use it once. So therefore, he assumes that it's not Mekabel Tumma. So that means that would be a very good cooler for summer. But then he kind of considered it Tara's Tumma because it's the test of the fish being held by the woman, and then the question of Tumma's Masa. So Rav Moshe has a Harifus, which I later on is already, the Iker in the Kuda was already said by an earlier Gadol, the pre-Deya. Pre-Deya is one of the big Gadolim in the Hilchos Nida. It's printed in this Otsim of Farshim over here, if you want to look it up. Pre-Deya has the same idea, and in the beginning, Shara Dalet, the Psicha. No, it's not in the regular Shemalara. Only in this Oser of Mepharsh. Not that famous. So the, so he says that, look, the woman is Tamea anyway. It goes with the famous challenge you mentioned yesterday in the name of the Achronim, it could be even in the Rishonim, we'll see in a minute. But the, really, let's start from the beginning. Go back to the more fundamental question. Why is there a Din of Sabbath? So the No, the Yehuda says that really Ksavim should have been Torah. Should have been Torah for various reasons. Svek, Svek, Chazok, whatever you want to say, should have been Torah. The only reason why the woman is Asura Lebalo and she finds the Kesem on the garment is because there was a need to make the garment tamei. Because the garment itself, there is no svek sveko, there is no chazaka, there is no bitl puruv, or whatever the reason there is, for the garment itself, there had to be the time of the garment. And then, as the Chasam Sofer says, it uses expression, it would look like a chucha, like a joke, like a farce, to say that the garment is kaved. But the woman who the dam came to be matana the garment, she's tar. That's crazy. So they were in effect forced to be matame the woman too. That's how the Nora Yehuda seems to be saying. So then, the Rabbi Moshe, the Friday, want to say the following Kiddush. Now what if the woman is tamei from before? For whatever tumas polepes, maybe tumas mace, whatever tumas she has, tumas chutzlar, whatever tumas she has before. So she has tumas before, so the din should be the same. You're not paskening that the woman is tamei, hereby tamei, so we should, so that the, put it this way, the person holding the kestav is hereby tamei, b'toras tumas maga, so we should now be forced to say that she's tamei b'toras tumas nizah. No, she's tamei ready for a long time, for other reasons, tumas meis and poletas and tumas chutzlar. That's where Moshe writes the Pridesh, is more or less the same thing. The problem is it's a knockout kasha. This kasha was not raised yesterday and last night here at the Beis HaMedrash. It was a mechavet to the kasha of the renowned sefer, Pischei Zuta. The Pischei Zuta quoted in Rabbi Eider's sefer, he quotes on that same part of the Pischei Zuta, but he doesn't quote this particular part. He does quote it?
No.
This particular part doesn't quote. I don't understand why. But the Pischei Zuta knocks it out. Because if that's the case, we'll come out to Rabbi Moshe's kula will be an unbelievable kula. Not only will he be entire, not only should he come out to be entire in the situation of the tissue which the woman is holding, if you're going to follow this logic to its conclusion, should come out that the holding of the kesem should not apply at all to the man of there. Bingo, no such thing as the kesem. You know why? Because all our kalim are already tumid. Every kli, every regular kli, every undergarment or any dress, whatever. It's already tumah because of tumas meis and other tumas. So therefore, if you're going to argue that whenever the thing under consideration, person or object, is tumah anyway, then the Nora Yehuda's logic will not apply. So then you can knock the whole thing of tumah out entirely. The rif. Yeah, the rif, I didn't want to get into it, but the rif omitted in his halachas and the Sefer Shuas, we call it chasnida, totally omitted tumah. Totally. Left the whole thing out. So Shaykh shot in the rib feels like a motion. And if it was not as there, there's no more summon. Not bad. Other possible say something similar. They say he held the whole thing of summon is only the Gabi Taras. Without this fancy footwork. They just said the whole thing is only the Gabi Taras in the first place. The Rabbi says that, if I'm mistaken. The Rabbi of Bali Aneva thinks it's the Beferish. That it's only the Gabi Taras, not the Gabi Bala. So therefore, that could be shot in the rib also. In any event, this is the problem, yes. There's nothing to discuss. Who can have the down on it? Homemade the Torah. It's in the garbage area. Interesting Svara. Okay, not bad. All right. This is the where we're at as far as this is concerned. Oh. Yes, sir.
If you have the down on the decade, similar to the shroud of the house, you ride the decade. Even though the woman was already paying for another reason, the woman would be down on the decade that it was coming because of the down. Yes, sir.
That's the note of the Yehuda session. That's exactly what he says. If you have to be down on the object, the beged, this force you to be matana the woman too.
Right.
She's already tamed. The beged is not makabel tum. The tissue is not makabel tum. She's the Kabbal Tumas Master, but she's already tomato. That's what Moshe says. But the problem would be, that's up this the high time of goof, all the God in the world are now tummy. That's the Pisch Jesus' Kash against the Pre-Deyah. Yes, this Kash exactly. That's a good Kash. I don't know what answer. Don't know. Okay. Fine. Now, there's a whole Shiloh, which we saw in the body of Shulchan, a fantastic discussion. What a plastic or synthetic nylon. Of a Kabbal Tum or not. It's going to be very relevant because nowadays undergarments are usually made from synthetics. polyester, nylon, this kind of stuff. So the Chazanishim to say that that's another gedolim who would key him in Hilchos Tuma v'Tahara, that it's not makabel tuma. So it could have tremendous ramifications for halacha. I'm not going to go into the details now with you of the tuma shad. Is it made from nafs? Is it made from oil? Is it made from the ground? Is it made from dirt? There's an expert in chemistry and how this class is now the polyesters are made. But that's the question over here. No, it's not a kabbal tuma. There's no tumas magen. There's no tumas mas. There's nothing. Oh, we do the woman. Okay, that's right. That problem, that's a different problem, right? But for some reason, the post seems to reject these, for whatever reason, doesn't seem to be accepted. La long. Okay. Now we have to pick up a few important things in this regard. I mentioned to you before this. Lumdus, which you keep saying about this is the base of this whole discussion until now. I'll repeat one more time. But really, we should have been mitar all women in the case of Kesef. The only reason why, because of sex, fake, or chazaka, whatever it is, the only reason why the woman is tamea, assuming she is, since we're mitame the garment, if we were to be mitar her, it would be a poof, it would be a farce. We can't do that. And that's why the beggar is not mekalel tuma, she's a woman, is in fact the whore. Oh. So that's his chesed, it's no the Yehud. The pre-deya in his psicha in Shara Dal has a very interesting discussion. Is this really true or not? So yesterday someone jumped in and said, look at the person's over here. And that's Nunchesam and Aleph, the top Tosis, which says, talks about the fact of Dovash and Makabal Tum is not Makabal Tzomim. The time that Nechemiah came in the Dovash HaKesem Botor, Gam Alohisha Logazu Tum. So, somebody said yesterday, and she said, oh, that's the same thing as another Yehud, the same thing. And I demurred a little bit. But that's not, doesn't quite say the same thing. It's not quite the same. So I sort of prevailed that it's exactly the opposite. He said, that's not at all the same as another Yehud. Because it's according to another Yehud, what should it have said? We have to report the metame, the garment, the male of the time of the woman. That's not what the Tosafot said at all. The Tosafot says, again, Tom, the Nechemia, came with the Dovah Shakesabot Tor, Gam ala isha lo goz gutuma. It's the reverse. It seems to be saying like this. It's a little hard to understand why it should be so in rigorous terms, but talking sort of generalities, it sounds a little bit better. He's saying that, look, if the beged is not mekabel tuma, so the beged, as the Prideya phrases it, would be the item which would be mevias atuma la isha. The beged is the thing which would cause the woman to be tummy. So the Tosis is saying, that the Chachamim told Rabban anyway. Rabban felt that an item which itself is not mekabel tuma would be inappropriate, that this item should be maybe a tuma to a person. You know what I'm saying? Since the garment is not mekabel tuma, therefore it is not maybe a tuma. Oh, so look carefully. Look at the next line. Vahi mashtisa de besamo. The case later on in the Gemara. Nei de lo mekabel tuma. So we see Tosafot Shita, even though it cannot be Mekabel Tumah of the Dam, as long as Mekabel Tumah is the Goyim, it's good enough. So the Predeic said, what kind of logic is that? We're talking about Dam. He says, no, if the item is absolutely incapable of receiving any Tumah, then it's inappropriate that this item, which is itself is tall and gamrei and can never have any possibility of Tumah, should bring Tumah onto a woman. But as long as there exists any far-fetched possibility that this garment can become tumah, even if it is remote as the goyim, and the goyim is not really Kabbalah's tumah, and the goyim just has a neg on it, doesn't matter. As long as there's one remote possibility of the garment becoming tumah, this is sufficient that the garment is not pristine pure, it's not totally tar legamre, and therefore it's enough tumah, the possibility of tumah's the goyim, that it should be maybe it's a tumah to an ish. This is Tosafot Shita, against another Yehud. However, the Prideya continues, the Ran, Chidushi Ran here, differs on both points. If you look at the Chidushi Ran, the Ran is like this. The Ran seems to be going along the lines of the Noda Yehud. Now, what does Noda Yehud say? Really, we should have been one, we should have been mitar the woman with the Kesem. How did Tosafot go on? Tosafot the reverse. Tosafot is saying, really, a woman who sees the Kesem, we should always be mitar her. She's not doing the tamir. However, if it's somewhat implausible to be metamed the woman to a beggar, if the beggar is told the gamre, that's implausible. So then, although he would really want to be metamed her, no, our hands are tied, we have to be metamed. That's how Tosis goes. The Rambam is the reverse, like not a Yehuda. Really, we should be metamed. But if it has to be metamed the beggar, then our hands are tied, we have to be metamed the woman too. It shouldn't be a chucha. Oh, that's how the Rambam goes, like not a Yehuda. But with the Ran, because the Ferish, what's Mashtisa, says the Ran, and not that. What's Mashtisa is the Kabel Tumas Maga. Not Tumas the Goyim wouldn't be enough. Why? The Pridea, beautiful shot. The Ran Lashitasa. According to the Ran, really want to mitire the woman. And the only reason why we mitire is why? Because we have to mitire in the garment. What do you mean the garment? The Goyim? What the Goyim? Yerana, what the, who's the Goyim? We have to mitire the garment right now. Because of the Riyaz Dam on the garment, then her hands are tied at the Mitzvah of the woman, so that the fact that the garment is Mitzvah of the Goyim is totally irrelevant. This is Lishitasa. The Ran is like the Nodav Yehuda, and the Tos is against the Nodav Yehuda. And after me, it would be a garment which only can accept Tumas the Goyim. Would that be the Kabbal Tumas with the Yishuv Yitamei or not? According to Tos, yes. Because as long as it's not absolutely pure, so it could be maybe it's Atum on the day of Yisha, and we really want the Mitzvah of the Yisha, according to Tos. According to the Ran, it's the opposite. We really want to mitire. All is the garment with kabel tumas the tumas dam. So we're forced to mitire the isha should be a chucha. But the fact that it's only time is tumas the garment does not tie our hands. And therefore we'll go back to our gut reaction, which is to mitire the woman. This is all this I'm just telling you now. Is in the pre-day, if you look it up here in the altar here, in the psicha and shara dal. Beautiful pshat. Tell us the man that she tells. Yes, Father.
Can this be also the fact that how Tosis explains the whole Sierra in the first place?
I don't want to get involved in that. It could be. Now, I mentioned yesterday that there's a machlokes 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, which we saw yesterday. What if a kesem is found on the Sara Isha? What's the din? If it's less than a kegris, ordinarily, the din is by a kesem, it's only tamei, but it's the size of a gris, it's about the size of a dime. Less than a gris is Luteris. But what happened is found on the Sara Isha to Machlokas. The Rambam says she's Tumea anyway, and the other Rishonim say she's Tahora. 2 days from the Machaber. So I suggested the possibility that maybe these 2 days are fighting about a fundamental question. Namely, what's the din? Is the din that Chazal made an absolute shear of Kegris? Don't ask me any questions. That came from originally there used to be bugs until that size. That's history. But now that the nature of the Tanis Chazal is less than a gris, there's no Tumas Kesem, period. Right? If that's the case, one could argue logically that even Al-Basari Isha, what's the difference? Less than a gris, finish. Or no. Maybe the only reason why less than the gris is Tahora, because we're going to take this particular dam, and we're going to say it came from above. But in a case where we cannot say it came from above, then even though it does not measure up to a gris, it might still be Tumea. So it's possible, I suggested yesterday, that maybe that if it's Al-Basar or Isha, it's not very unlikely it came from Makoles, and therefore, we have to be Tame even less than a Kegri. Maybe. So I saw there's a fantastic sefer, which Baruch showed me, called Shari Tara. It's a really great sefer. There are a couple of Sfarim Shari, they're all great. The two Sfarim Shari Tara, they're both Gevaldik. This was written by Rabbi Stern, the Yerushalayim Rakosh. Fantastic sefer. So in this sefer, in Simon Tess, he wants to say, this might be a machlokas harishon. A machlokas harishon. Because Tosis, in Anun Zayin of the Beis, a talk with the Gemara says, Al Basara, Badai Migufa Asoi. That's the next to the last Tosis on Anun Zayin of the Beis. There's a whole discussion, back and forth, Me'alma, whole discussion. Because the Tosfos, it might appear like what we suggested, that the shadow that the Chumra of Al-Basara is Lamaisa because it is no clear. There's no clear. Where it's called the Rashba on the Daf, to different territories, I'm not going into the details, and therefore he said it might be a different kind of a halacha, that this is a Chumra Al-Basara, nothing to do with the lack of a clear in a Makolos. Oh. Now, listen very carefully. Something very interesting. What will happen
following situation. This is a very, very important chapter. We know that there's a difference between a kesem and a bdik. That's the first assumption given in this whole sugya. So we kept saying from the very beginning that what's the difference between a kesem and a bdika? A bdika is hagosha, either hagosha's dam or hagosha's aid, which she confuses the two, or the rice will worry, but the rabbanim will worry about it. And the kesem, but there's no hagosha whatsoever. So the shaila becomes, what will happen in a situation when there is an external bedika, but there's no possibility of hargosha. But nevertheless, it cannot say it's coming from somewhere else. What we say in this kind of, we discussed a little bit already yesterday, with the Bari HaShulchan and Rav Moshe fighting it out about this case. The case where a woman goes to the bathroom and wipes and sees a little bit of dust. So they both seem to indicate that certainly Rav Moshe seems to indicate that if a woman just wipes like that for hygienic reasons, it's a possibility that the area she's wiping covers a larger area than the osam bokum. And therefore, it's no different than if it's found on a sheet or on karka olam, as the Gemara has. So, what will be the din in a situation in which a bedika is done with what Rav Moshe calls kavonas bedika? Kavonas bedika. He has intention to do a bedika. So Rav Moshe writes, a woman is doing kavonas bedika l'shem bedika, let's say for halachic reasons, she's very careful that the item which she's using for the bedika should only be inserted also malkam and should not be wiped around the other parts. So Rav Moshe wants to say that ordinarily hygienic wiping is done, you know, across the board, and therefore there's no chumra that we have to worry. It's only kind of being migufa. Whereas a bedika, l'shem bedika, she makes sure that it doesn't touch anything else. This is very interesting, because this does not say that the difference between a bedika and a kesem is the Indian of what, of hargosha. Because according to Rav Moshe's pshat, it would seem that you have a situation where it's vadai migufa. Even though there would not be any argosha, no chash argosha, but Moshe seems to be saying in the sefer there that we would not be told less than a gris. We'd be mocked even less than a gris in this kind of a case. I repeat, but Moshe seems to say, let's say a woman is, for medical reasons, very important for the nose, any dam coming in the prosa. When she goes to the bathroom, she carefully wipes herself in a way to make sure that the tissue does not touch any other part of the group. So Rav Moshe seems to say in that kind of a case, if she's very careful about this, that you would not be told less than a gris. You would not be told less than a gris. So Rav Moshe seems to indicate. Of course, the problem is, what will happen to the other two coolers of kesem? Because aside from the din of less than a gris, we have two other coolers. What are the famous two other coolers? Number one, Eina Mekabel Tuma. Number two, Tzavua. So what would the halachic status be in this kind of case of a tissue when there's no shaila of hargosha, but would we apply the coola of Eina Mekabel Tuma and the coola of Tzavua? We spoke about it a little bit yesterday, right? But Moshe doesn't say Beferish. But he seems... he doesn't say Beferish. I don't want to put words into his mouth. He doesn't discuss this prat. He's discussing only the prat of what? Of less than a gris. He doesn't discuss this prat. He doesn't say Beferish one way or the other. So I looked in other Akronim, and sure enough, I found in the Sefer Shari Tara, great thing that I just discovered yesterday, that he discusses this issue. And he has his own original approach. He finds stiris in Akronim about this problem. He has a stiris, want to look it up, in the Sidrei Tara, in the Seventh Kufsadi, between Sif Kotha and Yud Tes, and Sif Kotha and Lamed Vav. Stiris is this very issue. What do you do if you have a case where there's no hargosha, but it's vada migufa, and it's ainu mekabel tuma or tzavua? What's that law? He comes up with a very interesting kiddush. He says someone else said before him. That is as follows. He says that we should be matmir in a case where the woman inserts something, the tissue, the tov gufa, into her body, even though there's no argos, we should be matmir in that case. Whereas, if the woman is sitting on something, and the dam is later found out something, say a sheet or whatever, then it can be making. Even though the mados and gufa is identical in both cases. You may ask why. What? No, it's not because of argos. There's no argos. No argos. It's only bachut. Absolutely no argos. He still makes a distinction. Kind of a very interesting logic, he says. Look, he says, what will happen if the woman sees dam al besor? See a little kesem al besor. So, of course, if the dam is seen al besor, the besor has no kulis. Right? First of all, it's not savua, and it's the besor is mekabel tumah. There's even a question about the gwish of the machlokes. So there's no kulis. So the woman will go, oh, wait. She'll see the dam on her, but she'll close her eyes. Wait a minute. She'll take a tissue, she'll wipe it off, say, oh, now I see it's on the tissue on the kabel tumah, the tissue is savua, gewalt. So, is that going to work or not going to work? I think everyone realized, even our guests realize that's not going to work. You can't pull a shtick like that. That's ridiculous. That obviously will not work. Now, that I agree to. But then he wants to go by them and say that when the woman inserted the tissue and then it's seen later on the tissue for the first time, he wants to say a chumra, that we treated it as if it was already found with al-gufa'ish. Zip, it's almost like the first case. First, when she saw it, she wipes it off, and oh, now it's already good. That we wouldn't say. She wants to be mechadesh that if she's innocent, she doesn't know anything. She just puts the tissue there, and the tissue comes out with some red on it. She wants to say we should treat it as if it was seen out of Psara, since she had inserted the paper in the Psara. However, by contrast, it was first seen on the sheet or on the garment, but nothing was ever inserted until Kufa. Then, the makel if it's ainam a kabel tumo or tzavua. Yes, Shai. Perhaps what he meant. That was as a story which we glossed over at the end yesterday, in a long piece. The Biur. That's a story at the end. Does he say exactly the same word? Let's take a look. What are we reading? We're reading in Simakum Tzadi, Sif Lama Gimel, correct? So I didn't see it. Dava, right? Dava was? Or was it was Afilu? Where's Dava? What page is that? Kum Tzadi Gimel? What? Hold on. Sham and Ilan Kesem Shal Gufa, but not Kesem Shal Adiyah. That's what he suggests. Okay. Kesem Shal Adiyah, that's what he meant. He didn't say it so much for Kitzur. Where's the other place? Where's Dabba? Is it Hey? Where's Dabba? Hey, Shkuf Samachim. Okay, thank you. Dabba. Right, I see that. Right, he does say at the end. He says, you're right. You're right, he does say something fair. I didn't notice it over here. But he says, the Graz doesn't like that either. Okay, so it's an interesting svara, which apparently the Bali HaShulchan thought he said it independently, right? And I guess others say it also independently, so they were temporary gedolim. Both some came out about the same time. So shnei nevim nisnam nisnam nisim lenecha. They want to treat it as if it was near al gufa proper. But nevertheless, as the Baal HaShulchan points out, the stam, the shar poskim seems to go against this. What's the reason? I would say this svara is not a good svara at all. Let me ask you a question. What happened? We already saw yesterday in the Baal HaShulchan, he said, the woman that goes to the bathroom, she's not looking to look, she goes to the bathroom, she's so many shadows, she just not look. Let me ask you a shadow. So what happened? If the woman, I mean, how are you going to phrase this over here? The woman inserted the tissue and going to the bathroom.
Okay? And she pulled it out, and now time stops. She could do one of two things. She could just throw it away and not look at it, in which case she'd be Tahor for sure. Huh? Or she could look at it. I don't understand. So if she throws it away, she's Muteris, for sure. So I thought that therefore, what's the con? So then what does that prove? That we had to borrow an expression in the Gemara. Kolaksam is kashas mitziyasam, kashas mitziyasam. When you see it, that's going to start worrying about it. If you never see it, you don't have to worry about it. I thought, therefore, that it would not be logical to equate the case where it's discovered on the pavement to the case where it's discovered on the body. Because that's exactly the distinction over here. Since she's not looking until it's on the paper, so it was not seen on the Gufa Yishuv. I appreciate the harifas of the Bari HaShulchan and the Shari Tara, but I thought that Pashup Shah, that it wasn't so. I think it's assuming that it's not so. I think. In any event, this is a very fundamental challenge, a tremendous nafkaminis, halakha lamais. Yes, sir. Hagasha is only if it's achnasa b'fnim ba'obek. No. B'fnim ba'obek means a very deep bedik. It means the woman inserts the egg deep into the body. We're not talking about the pressure which she applies to the inner part of the area. That can be confused somehow with Hagasha's diet. Well, we're discussing now all the persons there with a case where it could not have a tumor, there might still be a kula of tzavua. Tzavua might still exist. Why? The group of Isha is not tzavua. No. The question, what's the nature of the heter of tzavua? You saw in Rashi, Rashi explained that tzavua means you can't tell clearly what color the dam is. If you see dam on white, we know it on white. If you see dam on blue, dark blue or that in all cases which are not considered white, we say lahakim. So therefore the Shari Tara himself wants to snatch victory from the claws of defeat and say that even if you can hold this kura which he had earlier, that the kula of Enim HaKabal Tumah should not apply, but the kula of Tavua might still apply. Because Pasha, whenever you see on the Dhamma Tavua, is not treated as if it's maritomic. And therefore all the lovelies that we said just now wouldn't matter. That's what he suggests. So therefore, in the case of the Niyar, which is Tavua, perhaps even according to the Shita of the Machmirim, there is room to be made. That's what he suggests in his favor. Oh. Fine. I should add something which I neglected to mention earlier, which pertains to our previous discussion, and that is, that in all cases which are not considered white, we say lahakim. So therefore the Shari Tara himself wants to snatch victory from the claws of defeat
You're saying that even if you can hold the Tumah, which he had earlier, that the Kula of Enem HaKabal Tumah should not apply, but the Kula of Tavua might still apply. Because Pasha, whenever you see on Adama Tavua, is not treated as if it's a maritome. And therefore, all the loveliness that we said just now wouldn't matter. That's what he suggests. So therefore, in the case of the Nir, which is Tavua, perhaps even according to the Shita of the Machmirim, there is room to be made. That's what he suggests in his favor. Fine. I should add something which I neglected to mention earlier, which pertains to our previous discussion. And that is, the din of less than a grit, what kind of din is it? Is it a din of an absolute shear? Or is it a din of what? Of a tliya that we attributed to a bug? And if it's a bee, what if you cannot attribute it to a bug? So, it could be a couple of afkaminas, according to the forget the Sefer Shari Tara and Simon Yud. One might be, what about nowadays? We don't have to speak both. We spoke about this a little bit yesterday. So if you hold it, Chazal, look for Veya, Shir. So look for Veya, Shir, that's all. The Shir grits an absolute Shir. And you know, nowadays the bugs aren't so big. So ain't none of the Chalash, Chumras, and Zeres, Me'atmeinu. Should be put there anyway. However, if you hold a what? You hold a what? That it's a din of Pliya. So maybe nowadays if the Pliya would not apply to the large thing, maybe it should be mapped. Another possible Nafkamina might be an interesting question. What will happen, we'll see later on in the Maimon Karmis, that there's certain other colors which are we are machmon. For example, black. Black. Most black, the Pasuk says, is just plain dirt. The Sharatar calls from the name Brach. Most black is dirt. But if it's not dirt, you can't determine that it's dirt, then maybe it's not from the body of the woman. So the din, the commission says, the Gemara says, that black is treated as dams, and maybe it's starting off red, it turns black, whatever it is, dams can turn black, a Kazakh will say it can turn black. So the shadow be, what if a woman finds a kesem which is black and less than a grit? So the rabbi says it's awesome. Why is less than a grit? The rabbi says, no, who cares less than a grit? But if it's black, we know that the dam of a bug is not black. The dam of a bug is red. So you can't be told in dam makolas. Even though it's less than the sheer grit, we have to be saying it's author anyway. This is Shita Saraivis. Other poskim are making. The retired Smith Cotton Yud, and our Simma discusses this issue. So this might depend upon the same Shaila Halacha, so what's the nature of the din of Kesem, Pachos, Ligigri. This is the story of Kesem. Now, we saw many other details in the Shulchan Aruch, the Pesukei Tshuva, the many other details about Tzomim, which some of which I'm not going to go into right now. Perhaps we have a little more time to go into it later in the Shiur. I don't want to overburden you with the details of the smaller details of Tzomim which you're able to see in the Pesukei Tshuva and other poskim on your own. I want to discuss two more things first. If you have time, we'll go back to that. One is a very, very, very important shadow. It comes up all the time. A woman sees a kesem in a situation in which this kesem is muteret. She's muteret. Say it's a tavua, say it's a kashir, whatever it is, in a kabal tuma. So she's muteret. Based on the riyah of this kesem, she's muteret. Is she required to now do an internal examination of the dika to determine her status, whether she's in fact that she's the key of his name or not? So I'll tell you a story. You know, there's a lot of these books that come out now in English about all the books. They're all good. Each book comes out as motive. Something of its own. So, one of the books came out in English quite a while, you know, 10 years ago, I don't know exactly when it came out. And in that book it says that whenever a woman has any kind of kesem, she must immediately do a bedika in order to determine her status. So when I saw this, I think I was recently married at the time, so I saw this sefer, and I approached the author, and I asked him, how do you know this? I looked at it, I thought I looked at the halakha pretty thoroughly. I never found it anywhere. I just never saw it. How do you know such a thing? So he answered me, it's obvious. It doesn't have to say anything. Well, I know. I sort of shrugged my shoulders and walked away. I didn't, I was subsequently shown a new edition of this work that came out since that time. And in the back page, the author makes some kind of a disclaimer in the sense that, well, in certain cases where there's no really worth enough to worry about, there's no indication of she's really starting a regular flow, then maybe you really don't have to check. I don't want to claim credit for this organization. I don't know, but that's the story. But getting down to serious business, I found it today by looking at the Tevah Shaarei Tara. It's a very serious matter, even in Hebrew language books. It's in English language. As a matter of fact, he quotes from the nephew of the Chazon Ish, who seems to be machmer in the child. I couldn't believe it. So sure enough, the Shaarei Tara gives him the same zap. He says, that can't be. If it would have been true, I would have to say so somewhere. Sefer Shaarei Tara, Siman Chof Dalet. He says, if it would have been so, it certainly would have said it. How can it go for hundreds of years? Like all the puzzles around Shalos and Shuvos about every far-fetched, wild, unusual, remote case. But this thing happens every single day of the week and never says anywhere that she has to do a bedikah upon seeing a kesef. It's impossible. That's exactly what I said to the English language author. I said, good. I saw the first paragraph. I said, fine. The issue was settled. And I was right, and that's all. All of a sudden, it doesn't turn around. Shaarei Tara is like, well, maybe this case is different, maybe that case is different. Maybe less than the grid, you don't have to check. Maybe, quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, the Gedolei Hador. Rabbi Yashiv said that, well, it's less than the grid, it's less than the bugs of today, from 1985, then you don't have to check. But if it's, we spoke about this before, that more than today's bugs, but less than the grid, then maybe you do have to check. And then there's a whole shadow, maybe you have to check if it's a bigger stain on the Dabar Shein HaMakamal Tumah Tavua. Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't understand. So the exact same knockout, which he delivered to the first Chumash that he quoted. Namely, no one ever said such a thing. How can it be if no one ever said it? So that same knockout should apply to all the Chumash that he did up on the next page. It should have said so somewhere. It should have been an indication of this somewhere. I haven't changed my mind. I still think that if a woman is a Ketam, She's not required to do a bedikah. Bedikahs are only required when the Shulchan Aruch requires them. We'll see later on. The day when she's expecting a period, we'll call the Yom HaVeses. Then the Shulchan Aruch requires bedikahs. But other than that, when Shulchan Aruch doesn't require it, I don't see any reason why we have to get the woman into trouble. And he starts quoting it out of God, who said when she's a kesem, he demands the woman to do a bedikah, and he says, father, you know, that's usually it works to make a tummy. He writes that, what's Mahavi Lacham attack on us? But he writes, it's an unbelievable. Yes,
please.
Siv Aleph? What's Simon? Siv Aleph? Siv Aleph what? Well, look at it. Aleph, hey, Bob, and Yud, that's all the Mahavi Lacham. Siv Aleph.
Siv
Aleph? What does it say there? All it says there is Varator Anisha Matamala Sula Bala Ashitaga Shiyotadam Ipsara. Acham Gazola Kesna Shinsuba Gupa Bugadel. She Tameya Vasula Bala. So what? But then the details of all the process come later on.
Doesn't you require the deacon right afterwards?
Where?
And then you count 7 days from when you don't see God from the first week which doesn't see God.
I don't know. I don't see any requirement for any bedikah. For sure.
Let's hear about,
What do you read?
The
Filu Baska from Mekahola. The Filu Baska? But that doesn't say after you do. Hey, look at this quotation here. Page Tadi Hay in this book. The God will ask the Amalek, shall if Amalek may be of no Kesem, she ain't no Sibyl the Tami Alpi did. In other words, take on, you know, face value should be Torah. I'm going to be tired of Hargusha Shalom. Not the Hargusha, so much the Sukkah. His feelings, his wishes. Nira Lo Reyes of Azar. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. Something feels to him. So what does he do? Fix it. Umore Shatricha Limdo Gatma. Umikoach the Yavar Al Mashiach Isha. Val Piro Vochiach Lo Shadei Vidika Motes Isha Zushin. Hey, Kamalim. So he says, the Kabbalah says, Tamorli, why have to do this for? The Kabbalah says, Elon Hashem Siva Min Adin Latami Oso, what are you doing over here? Why? Lama Nafshash Min Asri Oso Vimashim Muva Behalokot Nichol Summon Shimel Kapanu Dori. Why? Lama Nachapesh and Nivdok Shami Tamei. What are you looking for Tzoros for? You know, right, you have no right, what's going on over here? So then I was going to take a pause across the board. The Halokot Mitar is Mitar. I don't know, but it's a very fundamental shaila. This is really a serious question. Very serious question. It comes up all the time. So this is as far as this machlokes is concerned. Very interesting machlokes. Before I pick up some of the more details of the summit, I want to discuss one more important matter. I don't think I put all the details on the Ma'amar Talmud, it's very hard to assign, it's very complicated. We spoke earlier, that's the Zainam Beis, of a situation of Yitzhila Meirag Lion, and she saw a Kesef after. And we spoke about the possibility of Dam, which is found. Maybe I didn't discuss it, I don't know anymore. About on the Merag Lime, in the Merag Lime itself, is in the Kabbalah, so I think I discuss it. No? Dam, maybe it is. Well, Dam is found, not on the artificial, which we spoke about until now. It says Dam is found in the bowl, in the Merag, I didn't discuss it. Okay. I'm glad I'm mentioning it now. Dam is found in the Merag Lime, or in the bowl. It's very common. Very common. Well, that's the Shiloh. Well, very often, they could even maybe come in conjunction with one another. In the Shiloh, she saw the Mashu Dam on the toilet dish. If you hold the Kumra on that Shiloh, it's not to discuss, it's all over. Well, let's say you hold the Kula on that Shiloh for one of various reasons, right? Either it's from the grid, so it's Tavua, Sainam Kabbal Tumma, with all the permutations and various sheets that we just threw around. I think it come out of Kula. Poof. Got through that one. But then, often, as I say, but you know, one more thing, Rabbi, one more thing. As I was looking at the flushing, I happened to notice in the bowl something which may look a little bit red. All of a sudden, I started reopening the case all over again. Hey, what happened over here now? Now, so here you have the cooler's going to go quickly going by the board. So, number one, there's a possibility that it's the Kabbal Tum. Well, what's in it? Water. Water, the Kabbal Tum. The whole shmoo is in the Kvol. All right, I'm mikvah. Now we have that complicated discussion. The Kabbal Tumma, or what else? Tavua, not tavua. Water is clear. Oh, if it's blue, no, really, there are rabbanim who paskin. The same rabbanim tell us to take out the light bulb. That doesn't work. They'll paskin to use a blue, and then they have other. They don't. The goyim have for other reasons of their own. They have it. For sanitary reasons. The Shah and Shabbos, by the way. So Veyaz, I think I'll be Alfred has a chuva about that. One of the stars. If you flush the toilet, it's going to make the water blue. The whole discussion, the whole shmur is yet. He wants to be Matan, guess this. You know what he says? Everybody Alfred, I think. Ain't via but Oakland. It's only water. Anyway. But if it's blue, so that takes get tavua. Good. But if it's clear, so tavua it's not. And the Kabbalah Tumma is a chashayla. What are we left with? A grid, but if it's more than a grid. Yeah. The background of the bowl. Right. It's a fancy system. Blue, you know, pink, fancy. That's a good question. So if you can't see because it's on the background trying to harsh, it also be considered tavua, l'chora. You can maybe say not. You can argue like this. If you can't tell what it is really, then a vada you can be making. But if you really can tell. So we said if it's off-white, it's a piece of light blue, and you can't tell, the l'chuk ha'chamim, where it falls on the davar tavua. If it falls on the davar she'en tavua, but you didn't see it, looks like it's a light blue. But from the see it, you can't tell what it is. Whichever way you cut it, you go to Chumra, perhaps. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. So what's it? Yes, maybe. Changes the color? Maybe, yeah. Oh, the Merag Lion. The Merag Lion, that's what I wanted to show you. In the olden days, when we saw in the Gemara about Isha Shiosa Terechev Barot Adam, so what are we discussing? Where did she see the Dam? She saw the Dam, as the Gemara says later on, Betocha Seifel. That means what we call today maybe a bedpan. That's what we call today. Today we have running water. But in the olden days, they didn't have running water. So what we call today is a bedpan. Everyone used a bedpan in those days. They didn't have running water, right? So there was no water there. It was just the Merag Lion himself. So this din is Mavura in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Sadi Aleph. Kuf Sadi Aleph. So it says there, a whole series of complications where Dam is found in the Merag Lion. So the Mechaber basically is Megim. Afterwards, we mentioned earlier, according to Rabbi Yossi, Pasuk Rabbi Yossi, in the Mishnah of the Testament Beis, against the Mayor and Alex Sugya, that Yosheves or Medes is always Tahorah, always Tahorah. Oh, not only the Oraita, but even the Rabbana. Even the Rabbana. No, there's no form of tongue over here, for whatever reason. If you look, if you have a Bari HaShulchan, take a look at page Reish Chav Gimel, the last five words on the page, where he says, V'yesh Omrin, Dafilu b'yosheves ein lahatir elu b'mekalachas v'nimta adam toch ha-sefer havel fata sefer t'meir. He said, well, he knows. What's he saying? He said, the bottom line is going to come out okay. Don't panic, guys. The bottom line is going to be okay. Because the average situation, the woman who called it a shayla, number one, it's yoshev, it's mekalachas, and yoshevet, and it's found only toch ha-sefer, it's in the bowl. Mekalachas means it flows out. Not just drips out, it flows out. So then all the things are going in our, all the malusa, the tevusa, and therefore we should come out in most situations all right. But if any of these things doesn't work out, then you have a problem. The question is, why do you have a problem? If you take a look in the Bari HaShulchan, the Yud Dalet, on the same page, he says, "Umavur v'poskin, v'hadam ha'farina, the day of those ha'farina reyesa, ena min ha'toro, ela b'dirabonon, ke'ein tumas tumas." It's a kind of tumas tumas. The Akhal God of the Son of the Alma Sahara, Imu Pavas, make a great soul. So here, they're more master. Everything gives reasons, they ain't little, etc., etc. Now, in the Biurim, he asks the Kasha. I am the Kabul Tuma. Take a look. And this is the bottom line. Abishanino, the Kasha Shanimsa, the Shanimsa Kabul Tuma, Tor. Yes, Loma, the Hokanami, Nimsa, the Shanimsa Kabul Tuma, Shamera Glyam, the Kabul Tuma. Number one is Mekabel Tumah. Then he calls it Pridea, who quotes a different Chumrah. That is the Dror HaDaraisa, Shash HaGoshim, the Wemekil. Therefore, the possibility of being going to Chumrah is kind of a situation. But Lamaisa, in most instances, since it has a status of Mekaleches, Mekalachas, and what? And Yosheves, so we should Lechor be making. Now, hold on a second. Where did the Nif Kesem come from? Who threw in the Nif Kesem? There's a Mishnah said Tahora. Mishnah say, what about Kesem? Take a look at the Tziyunim on the bottom. This is the last line. There are one of the Kamadas Arab. A Muslim of the Tosi Yudal and Abbey. Shemitame Mishum Kesem. There's a possibility of Kesem in our Indian as well. The problem is going to be, what's the problem? What will happen if it's a sheer kigrit? What if the dam in the seifel and in the toilet bowl is a large amount of dam? It's a sheer kigrit. You see, he's over here, and your dollars is about to show up on the thing. Even though it's never a tire, a tire from the grid, here it's more machmir, etc. What happens if it's what? If it's a kigrit? So if it's a kigrit, then maybe we should be machmir according to the Rambam. According to the Mechaber, Mechaber didn't say anything about Gris. Mechaber's maker was the Gamre. He's not worried about Gris over here or anything. Why? Because the Gemara seems to indicate that Rashi said an hour's off. What do we say? Huh? Why? The Rashi explains, Yoshem is Tahora, the Makla Yesh Tavi Yosef, the Melka Merak Lam. It's a tree, it's laying on a Makla. That's the next part of it, when it's going to be there tomorrow. That's the next sheet, is that right? The next thing, the first is Adam Makla. Good introduction, a good introduction to the next part. Adam Makla, woman has a wound, so there's no din of Dam Nizam. So the Mechabah didn't say, well, we're always going to be told on Dam Makla. Obviously, they're told on Dam Makla, not only have no problem with Zoraya, they have no problem with Kesem either. But the Ramah, the Yeshom, doesn't seem to say that. He's saying that it's, you have to worry about some of it in certain instances. All right, so if it's Mekalachas and Shetokas Seifel, then he's matir. Then we're matir. Okay? So the question is, when are we matir? Are we matir even if it has a tigris, or only less than a tigris? It's not quite clear in the post. You see what I'm saying? Because it's the Bar Yashulchan is being matmir. He's saying that it's Mishdin Kesem. And even though by Kesem Pachos Bik Tigris, it's Tor, Here it's Tamas. And he gives the reason why. I want to know the other case. What about if it's more than a grid, but they have everything going for you? So there is Tamas Apostolic Masha, that's Mutter all the time. But not exactly clear if you have to worry about Kesem in that kind of a case. But that would be a big shaila in a situation where the dam is found, in the toilet bowl. Which can happen. I tell you, that's why I told it to the person not to look, because it can happen sometimes. This would result. Okay. This is the question of the damage found in the Meirag line. There is something which is found here in the Ramah, which we should see now, because it's going to be relevant to the next thing. I don't think I put it on the Ramah Komos. Was any reference to Kuf Tari Alf in the blue sheet at all? No, maybe the next sheet? I didn't. It's very complicated to show you. No reference to it. And then maybe you should see it now. Take a look over here. Here it says that a woman has pain when she goes to the bathroom. Then there's even when you fall over here, Yadaya Mochichos, Sheyesh La Mako. She has a Mako. But then, he quotes Machmirim, to take a look. On the very last few words in red page, Reish Kavod, in the Ramah. Very important. Mamash halacha l'maisa. I passed the shara l'maisa, I had the shara. Ach yesh machmirin shalo lahatir ak isha sheyesh la bet batricha. She should be sure that her mentally flow is not coming. Batricha b'dika. What step is that b'dika? You'll recognize it if you're heading to Ramakom. Behind him. Kodem shetashtim, before she goes to the bathroom. Tivdo got made the corner of his stocking, she should make sure she's clean then before she goes to bed. Tim Lotim Sadam, she's clean then. Tachnis Mok Noki Ala Mokar Bifnim, Vitashtin Kaneh at me off me raglea, with Tosi Amok. Im Nikiyi, Hokoka Gadola, then Adam and Amoka, but he knows. We spoke about it yesterday, about the anatomy. But the core of the deck of Meraglaim is further out than the and the motor. So she's going to insert something very deep in, and she will not find anything on that thing which she inserted. But she'll find it on the toilet tissue. That's a haraya barura, that the, because she had to go to the bathroom, there's some kind of maca in the area, maybe a urinary tract infection or whatever it is, which has nothing to do with the dam and the motor. That'll be indicated by the cleanliness of the inner aid, Vedika, and despite the what she finds on the tissue. Be an indication that she is Tahora. What did you see? What should this remind you of a little bit? Huh? You saw it in the Sugya? The Bdika Shvoferes. So Bdika Shvoferes? Again, a similar situation where something is inserted and Dam is found on the higher part, it's found on the side part. This is very relevant to Chlal to Bdika's to a bedikah, you'll have to worry about a makah, which is the next topic. I had a halacha l'maaseh for the following shaila. Actually came up when it was a very serious shaila. It happened at a very important time. It was a long discussion. But the shaila itself was like this. The woman inserted something which we call a tampon. That means it's something which is shaped a little like a finger. So in case the dam comes out, it's absorbed in that item, and it shouldn't be guilty of chutz laguf. It's done for for inyan of tzniyus, hygiene, how this is commonly done. And I had a shayla where a woman was just about to get married. She wasn't experienced in the halakhic question of bedikah, and she thought maybe it's kind of a makkah, but she had no education, and I used to do the bedikah properly. Then, I think 2 days before the wedding, all of a sudden, panic. Panic was that a tampon that she had inserted, whatever the details were, she saw on the side red. It was mamish red on the side, a little drop of red. On the top, it was totally clean. Just on the side was a little red. This is the shayla. This shayla was a very serious one. Could she be told in the makkah? It was right before the chasna. I remember it was a big shayla, because it's not time to wait a few more days. Because if it's for chuppas nida, which we'll get to that later, there's all kinds of shayla, all kinds of problems. So I thought, as far as asked me, that she could be made along the lines of this, not quite the same, but along the lines of this Ramoth, with the Badika, which we'll see later on in Kezayin. Had the dam come, min ha-mokor, how can it avoid the top? I mean, it's not shayach. How can it not avoid the top? So it's only on the side, to me, indicated that the top on the side must have come from some kind of irritation, even though I know Rav Ruah was an indication. Come again? Possible. But in this particular situation, it's all unlikely because she was clean for many, many days before that. It was the time that she should have known, there's no reason she should have seen anything. Right, it's a remote possibility. Well, that could happen here too. I mean, anything's possible, but it's too remote. I didn't want to take it on my own shoulders, this psak, v'aloch. I wanted to look for a rav who I could talk to, and I had to give an answer on the spot. It was one of those situations. Baruch Hashem, the Kodesh Baruch was very good to me. That day, of all days, I had a tremendous posek. Tremendous posek was coming to my shul to say a shiur. One of the gedolei poskim His name is, you know, from other areas of halacha, Harav Neuber Shalita. Baal Machaber Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchot, well known posek, and not only the Shabbos, but all in the Mitzvot HaTorah. He came to, I arranged, come. So afterwards, after the shiur, I asked him about the shayla, and he was masking to my head. Baruch Hashem. So we see from this Ramah, it's halacha l'maaseh, and only in this case of the Rav, but you learn the klal from the Rav. Obviously, every case requires the whole Rav's chokhmah. No one is authorized to pass the shayla on his own. You have to ask shaylas and the prasim. But these are some of the garlands. Leave that tomorrow. We'll go into the channel Damaka and we'll discuss some of the other problems that's related to this. I'll talk a bit later. And I explained that the very last two Mara Makolas are talking about something that I didn't do yet. It talks about the question of whether a Kesem Tome is sufficient to establish a Besa. Now, the reason I didn't discuss that is because we're not learning Vestos yet. But as you saw today, today's Ma'am Akoma shows that we can't avoid for much longer in a sort of a preliminary way, although it's obviously the details, we'll have to wait till the next sheet of Ma'am Akoma is way down the road. Vestos simply means a regular period. I mean, Mark uses the expression Vestos, nothing to do with neither. No? Shini Vestos Tchilas Choli, not a Gemara. That's the one that applies to men also. So I used to always joke when I was learning yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So when I used to go to my grandparents' house in Yerushalayim, I'd always get sick. I can't always get sick. Why do you always get sick? So I realized after a while, that's this Gemara. You don't eat for a few weeks, and all of a sudden you eat a lot, so you get sick. What's that? Shini Ves is Kilo Tov. So the word Ves has nothing to do with, they're always not limited to the question of a period of Yishanidah. That's the expression that's used. The question is, a Veser is ordinarily established, a woman has a Riyas Dam, and she has on a certain regular or irregular basis, and that's called a Veser. And the question which was in the Maram HaKomis at the end of Simon Kuftani is whether you require an actual, what would be called today a period, a monthly flow, in the full sense of the word, or even a Pi Halacha, a Kesem Tameh, considered Nidah, a Chol Dover, she requires another Mikvah, etc. Nedus should also be effective in establishing a vessel. That's what the Shulchan Aruch speaks about. And Rav Moshe's tshuva is sort of a very important shabbat, it's very relevant. And that is, often a woman has like maybe a day or two before the actual period begins in earnest, there's a few days when she spots, and she does a tzedakah. At that time she'll find red on the eighth tzedakah. So the question will be, well, when do you really begin? When's the beginning? Nafkamina for when you count the vest, which we haven't gone into the details later, what the nafkamina of the vest is for Prisha and for other things, establishing a vest, etc. So that's where Moshe, the Chidush, concerning that if it happens every single month, and every single month she has this sort of early warning. A day or two before the full period begins, there's already a Re'ias Samim, then there might be a difference. And he even goes as far as said, even Samim Tahorim, even a Kesem Shal Pialach is Tar, so we would say Atalach, we have no import. It doesn't mean anything, it's Tar. But Moshe Zechidish, even if it's a Kesem Tar, it might be halachically relevant because it's a warning of what's going to come. The pattern has been established. That's the kids in Nimrin. I thought that's just an overview of what the Ma'amar Kama said, but to discuss in more detail, I think it makes more sense to wait till we are in the Nimrin for some direct. Also, I wanted to tell you a Chumrah, which I heard from Aminim of Rav Moshe Shalita, who are experts in Yonadida, and they know exactly Rav Moshe's deus in these matters. This is a very common halachic problem. We learn a din that a woman who has a kesem, the kesem is the big day tivonim, for example, so she's mutera. So, good, so the Ramah recommends that she should wear big day tivonim, right? This is what we saw that yesterday. So, the question is, what happens if it becomes a little more substantial? No, it's not just one tiny little spot, or even a shaft, it's a grist, it's like a dime. What if it's more than that? Where do you draw the line? How far do you go? So the forest, it's Eilat Barba Shailam Shir. Once it's past a certain point, they'll say the woman can go a whole month and just sort of close her eyes, not the way they bedik it. The apostle explained it's not true, because all women have some kind of hargosha, even if they say they don't have the hargoshas which are described in the earlier poskim, but of a lot and other things they have attention upon. But what will happen if there's no hargosha or whatever? Again, she only covers things on the garment. But one of two things: either it's larger, I guess, you know, it's really substantial, or it's something which is sort of recurring. It just keeps happening. What is in that? Well, if you look at the Torah, look. No, we don't find any chumras over here. But Moshe Shalita, however, said two things. And the reason I can't get to know about these things is I heard two conflicting reports, two of his Talmidim, what he said, and they spoke to each other because of me, and they had to sit down and have a powwow to figure out what they think they heard from Moshe, two different things. So it's not 100% clear what he said, but this is what the Talmidim figured out. The meaning that he meant. Very important. Something which should be taken into account. Not the psak muklot should be taken into account. There exists a problem in certain instances called breakthrough bleeding. If any of you pre-meds over here, we only have at least one. We have called breakthrough bleeding. Sometimes this is called mid-cycle bleeding. Sometimes it exists if some women take certain pills. So there's a problem at a certain time of the month, a little bit of doubt. And that stun comes out of nowhere, just comes and then comes and goes. It can happen sometimes, but it can come sort of a few days in a row, kind of a situation. But again, really hargosha, it's not substantial. There's no hargosha until the woman checks the undergarment, she wouldn't even know it's there. And the question, what do you do with it? Help you out? The horror? Had to go, no problem. But Moshe Shalita, however, was concerned about something. This is again the way Palmidim told me of. He's concerned that if there's a kind of a predictability in the Uriah's stomach, and there's no maka. There was someone. The way off the stomach to a maka strike. There's no maka. Rather, if it may have something to do with this breakthrough bleeding or something else like that, a mush is concerned about a different matter. True, she's not asura in the sense that she does not appear alacha, she's mutaras labaila, but they can cause all kinds of problems. Like the example we saw today, today's Svara Makarvis. Chumin, we call Roa Dam, Machmas Tashmish, or Stav, that the Acha Tashmish is Ein Litlos, or Roa Nimtzal Shalom, which we saw in the previous Sugya. These kind of problems. So, Rav Moshe said, the way I understood, that Kol Zman, that these kind of sonnets are apparent, and they can be apparent on the big day of Tzivonim. So, the Hafi Halacha is Tzivonim, the Tzivonim Mutar, which is Mutar and Tzivonim. Right? But nevertheless, despite the fact that she's Mutar and Tzivonim, so, Rav Moshe said that we should treat it Luchumra, in the sense that there should be a Prisha Mibala. Something like the Prisha we'll learn later, like Yom HaVesis. What does Yom HaVesis mean? If we're anticipating there might be a problem. Yom HaVesis could be a problem, you're expecting the full period to come at that time. But Moshe allegedly says that in the case of Ksamim, and this kind of idea where they're substantial in size, and there's a reason that to assume that maybe there's still going to be more Ksamim coming, and there's no market all to be told in, that she should not have a relationship with her husband, but when this clears, so they often happens a couple of days, it happens, it clears the next day, she's never clear to go to the mikvah. She's never, she's not a surah of the Bible in the sense that she has a din of nida, she has to go to the mikvah. Like you compare it to Yom HaVesis. If a woman is kosher mishne vesta, she's a surah of the Bible, she cannot have passion for the husband for day one, a couple of days, whatever it is. And those days passed, she never got a mikvah then. She was never asur. She was the east of Tashmish for a few days, the Shem Chashash. The Rav Moshe, he did Midat Atmo, I don't know if he was Mechaz Gezeret Me'atmo. All the time we have a rule, Lein Lano Mechaz Gezeret Me'atmo. He had two ways that common sense is the fifth Shulchan Aruch. That Rav Moshe was afraid he's going to be matir totally, which is the Iker Adin. He's going to be matir here. What's going to happen is going to be that there'll be a problem of the Shah of the Rav Machmas Tashmish. And you'll be shagged at the Nintzal Shalom, and you'll be Asura, she'll have to go to the mikveh, and you'll actually be Asura for another 12 days, and all kinds of other problems. So the better thing to do in these conditions is to advise, I don't think Paskin, I don't know what's Kayak and Paskin, and it's not the favorite of the Shulchan Aruch, but rather to advise that she refrain from relations during that time that this dam is around. And this kind of thing, I said, how do I hear about this? Because one of the Talmidim told me, or Moshe said, all right, the Kesem is a dime, and so it's us. If it's colored garment, it's only a dime, so it's mutter. But Moshe, it's a quarter. That is the problem. I said, what's a quarter? Inflation, a dime and a quarter. I said, what's going on over here? Like a telephone call. It used to be a dime out of a quarter. What happened over here? So they explained to me this. That it's not the Chalila Bechatz that anything changed. The dime is a dime. But all these things, if it's a size of a quarter is Mashar, then these kind of problems are more likely, and therefore this kind of caution should be exercised. That's one thing I heard from the Rav Moshe. One second. That's from one of his Talmidim. And another Talmud was telling me a long discussion. Oh, the Rebbe was Machmir, Rav Shiva was Machmir, said it's a Kesef the size of a silver dollar. Wait a minute. No, it's more inflation. I didn't say what it was all about. I called up and said, hey, why don't you people get together and find out what exactly the Rosh Hashanah say? So they got together and they talked it over and they hammered it out, and I think they came to the following conclusion. Rav Moshe was afraid that if it's so big, I don't know, silver dollar, it's very, very big, Rav Moshe was cautious, maybe we should be machmir for Dilma Argush of Allah Vadait. In other words, since Rav Moshe himself is machmir for Zivas of Allah, so Moshe holds a chumra in the shayla of Zivas Tavala, and he figured out so much that should be such a covenant in the area, and there shouldn't be any feeling of any sensation coming out. It was hard to understand. So I think he was could have been makhul. I heard in his name to be makhul the gamri. Once you go to that much, you may have a status of nido in that sense. But I didn't. Again, it's only piyah shmua, and based on a couple of conversations which took place
in response to my question, because I had to shout out Lachol Amayis. You know, it can come up sometimes. Sometimes a woman is gets a little bit older, and she no longer has a regular period, so there's some pills and other all kinds of things, and at that time, it's very often it's breakthrough bleeding problems. So you get a call from a woman, you know, she's all her married life, she had never had any problems with Jesus, so she was very perfectly regular, and everything was fine, etc. All of a sudden now, the woman is, later on in life, and she's going haywire here, and then the problems of this breakthrough bleeding, etc. This could even exist by a woman who's in a 60s, with certain pills, there's certain things with hormones and mice, they could have this problem. But the major shiloh, what's it in? Because there's always going to be, there's no minimal, small amount, and there's usually no argosha. You wear a big day tivonis. So the question, what do you do about it? So that's where Moshe said that, in that kind of case, we move teretz, but prisha is advisable. This is again what I heard, it's not printed anywhere. Because I was told the name of Moshe. Moshe has printed in his paper about the original birth control pills. That's where he quotes his son-in-law, who told him that these pills have a tendency of causing staining. And apparently, by the time the tape was printed, there were more advanced pills which didn't cause staining, apparently. I don't know the exact details of these things. The Rav Moshe has asked this, because it caused staining and we have a serious halakhic problem. That's what's printed in the tape. This kind of, these other things, it's all Torah Shabbat Peh, and it's not exactly, it wasn't heard, I didn't hear from Rav Moshe's mouth directly, I heard it through various sources, reliable sources. I'm not discussing Tommy or anything. I heard Rav Moshe's disease. Dr. Chinik. I heard from very, very reliable sources. But in cause that, it's not exactly clear what was said. Yes?
But in that case where was that only
the transit appeared once, or was it recurring? Again, it was a situation where either it recurred, it was recently, it might recur. That's time once. In one shot, there's no reason to do it.
Even if it's a large shot?
Even shot of a quarter, I don't think there much was not one. And that only either recur or is likely that it may recur. It's still the dollar thing, I don't know where that came from. I guess if you figure that the way I heard it, I heard it's two coins, that's why I kept calling back. What's this? That's what I heard. That maybe it was special that with our gosha the lava dice, I don't find that bit anywhere. But Moshe Midatatmo felt that such a large amount you have to be chosen for our gosha. Of course, he's only working from Divas Avalach is up. You'll find a person who'll tell you Divas Avalach is mutter, then I don't think you'd be worried that the other Hargosha would necessarily have to exist because of this kind of situation. And Moshe also, the Shittos with Machmir and Divas Avalach Bachutz. Maybe if you all like the Chavez Das, who wouldn't have this from it. I don't know, but that's what Moshe supposedly said. Yes? Well, the Gemara speaks about the Kanan with Mesulek and Son. That's called the Kanan. When it comes to Leah, there are a number of cases in the Gemara where they're called Mesulek and Son, which means that she should not have any reeves. What are the cases? One is the Kana, one is the Kana, one is the Muberet, the Menika. The other things are all called Mesulek and Son. But the din of the Selek HaZavim is that if she has the Ria, despite the fact that she's a Selek HaZavim, she's a Surah of a Bible. People don't realize that. I once had a very, very close call. It was unbelievable. Someone misread a Shulchan Aruch. Since we always have to be so careful, I let mamash happen to me. I'm asking the yeshiva, where the Bach would ask me a complicated shaila, this and that. I started listening to him carefully, and he shows me the din of Shulchan Aruch. And so I read the din. I'll share the Shulchan Aruch later on. He read the Shulchan Aruch to me that when it came to a woman who was a Muberes, as the case was in the situation, that even if she saw Dam, she was Muteres Labayla. And so he read the Shulchan Aruch. So that is Dam, and etc., whole story. But I explained to him that was not the correct reading. That the Shulchan Aruch, we don't expect to have any Dam, and a certain coolness of reading which we employ, but if there was a real Dam, then she is Surah Labayla. So that's why the fact that she's older, it really wasn't that. Right, not that. Yes. Now, the Gemara in Samachaya Hamad Beis talks about an interesting question, which I'm not going to discuss directly. That's the terrible situation of Roam Ahmad Tashmish. I spoke to Rabbonim about this. I was wondering, you know, Baruch Hashem, I never had such a shadow. I was wondering, maybe, you know, I